Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, I'm Jules.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
And welcome, welcome to Jules and Sarah, the Christmas party.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding. Cheers!
Perfect.
Oh, Portslade crew, happy December.
Happy December.
Happy festive season.
Now, this, apologies, because I'm absolutely sure this podcast will be not at your usual time.
No.
It will come out at a random time.
I can absolutely guarantee
yeah,
that.
Yeah, good,
so
great.
So we are recording this, it's Thursday evening, early evening, and it is the beginning of the Jules and Sarah Christmas party, which has now become something of legend.
Yeah, and it's
yep.
When I was trying to explain to someone today, they're like, what are you doing tonight? And I was like, I've actually got a work Christmas party. And they're like, oh, Isle of Paradise. And I'm like, no, my other work. Sarah and I are going out. And
yep.
They're like, oh. And I was like, it'll probably be a worse hangover, actually.
Absolutely. We started this 2 years ago, didn't we?
It was by accident.
It was, it as was... all the best Christmas parties are. You came here to record. You were a lot earlier. We started a lot earlier in the day.
We started way too early.
Because you came at about midday. And I opened the door and I was like, it's our Christmas party.
And
you
were like, what?
You were like, great. And I mean, it just went on and on. The sherry.
I felt like Kerry Katona by the end of that day.
In fact, we did record a podcast. Please go back through the archive.
Yeah.
Go back through Portslade Crew. Christmas podcast gone by.
There's one. Did we record 1 year in my kitchen where we just couldn't be bothered? We were literally
yes.
sat at the table
yes.
with booze and brie.
Yes.
We were like, we'll just do it here.
Oh my God, we were hammered. We were like, we must record in a minute. We must do the
we'll
podcast.
We'll just have one more sherry.
We'll have one more drink and then we'll do the podcast. We must do the podcast.
And here we are, the
and
next Christmas party.
Here we are. Cheers, darling. Ching, 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 ching.
Sarah and I, let me just sip my bubbles. We're going for a bougie dinner tonight.
We're going really high-end.
I've got
bougie.
So much makeup on, it's almost flammable. And I've brought two shirt options with me because Sarah lives closer to town than I do. And we
yep.
decided that we should record at Sarah's because otherwise we might not make it out.
Yeah, we decided that Jules's was too far away. Jules, we'd just be like, oh, sod it, we're not going.
Whereas here, it's like, I have to go home via town.
Yes,
so
that's
we may
it.
As well go
we
out.
We may as well go out, but we are. We're going very high end, very bougie, very luxe, very now, very with it.
It's really
yeah.
now.
And the great thing is, though, we couldn't get a table till 9, so we're just going to roll
well, we
around.
We can say we're going to Bob Ricard because
we are.
We'll end up Instagramming it later.
Yes, we are going to a gorgeous little spot called Bob Ricard where they have a button on the table which says press for champagne.
I've never eaten there.
Well, I've never pushed the button.
I've never pushed the button.
No. Well, tonight we shall push it and they'll come over and we'll be like, oh no, not really. We don't want any.
No, we'll be like, more!
More champagne! Champagne! But what swung it for us in making the booking was the lobster mac and cheese.
Oh my God, yeah, I forgot about
yeah.
that.
Yeah, 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 yeah. We must ease off on those crisps, actually.
I'm eating so late this week.
Yeah,
every
but it's
night
Christmas,
it's late.
Isn't it?
I've you got need... dinner tomorrow at 10 p.m.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Can you bear it?
No, I can't, actually. I eat very early now. I eat a granny supper at about 4 or 5 o'clock. That's my favourite, because then you've got time for a cheese board later on in the evening. The main thing with Christmas is to get four meals a day in.
Yeah.
And if that means adding one on late at night, if that it means
early
adding, getting going earlier in the day to get in breakfast, lunch, granny supper, cheese board, so be it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, you've just got to work hard to get it all in.
Did you see my stories with Dutch and Ferrero Rocher?
No.
You're going to die. So the other night, I get home and listen, Portslade crew, I'd had a couple of sneaky midweekies. And I got home and I was like, hello. And he was like, Josie, I just need some chocolate. And he's, can you just go get me the Ferrero Rocher? And I was like, I'm sorry, what? And he was like, I need you to get me the Ferrero Rocher. And I was like, why do you not say Ferrero Rocher in a normal accent? What is going on? He was like,
is he the ambassador?
And he was like, Jules, can you, like, this, that's what they're called, Ferrero Rocher. And I was like, oh my God.
Like, it's like he's been dubbed.
I know, it is. So then I put it on Instagram and I was like, you need to say this. And he's like, Ferrero Rocher. Turns out that's how they say it in the Netherlands and Germany. And that's like a Euro way of saying it, because English people can't say
Ferrero Rocher.
Ferrero Rocher. Can you bear it? And I've been thinking and giggling to myself. I was like, there's no way you'd see people in like Rotherham being like, come on, we got any of those Ferrero Rocher?
I haven't had any Ferrero Rocher this year so far. God, that's what's been
not
missing.
Like you.
Do you know, I knew something was missing from my festive season.
I thought you were
I
off.
I couldn't put my finger on it. I just wasn't quite there with the festive spirit. It hadn't quite taken me, and that is
you've got
why.
Your new soap dispenser and everything.
Can we talk about my soap dispenser?
Sarah, there was a moment today when I got to Sarah's, we were having a little cheese puff. And Sarah got on all fours and leant over the sofa and pulled out a new festive soap dispenser.
So, Portslade crew, I am halfway there with decorating my flat for
this
Christmas.
Is halfway.
This is halfway, because if you notice,
it's, there's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on. There's a lot of characters. A lot of the gang have appeared. Harold the Pudding, Steve the Reindeer, Philip the Flamingo with a festive hat on.
She's not joking.
That sort of thing. It's all gorgeous, gorgeous. It's going very well. But the tree. There's been some real delays with the tree.
Why? What's your reason?
Well, so the first thing was actually getting the tree. So we went and got the tree, and I'm very pleased
with it. Don't they sell them at the end of your road?
That's where we got it from.
Right.
But it was finding the time to go over there and get it.
Are you, when you buy a tree, anything like when you pick a table in a restaurant?
Oh, absolutely. We had to get them all out, and John had a hangover, and his patience was very short. Very short.
How do you know what your tree... Oh, because they net it after.
They net it after, but actually we didn't net ours because...
There's no point.
There's no point. It's only coming over the road in the plastic, you see. Doing my bit. Yes, I buy a lot of plastic tat to put around the place, but I do reuse it year after year.
The life cycle is long.
That's it. So we got the tree in. The tree was a bit of a bastard to get straight, actually. He was a bit... He kept falling over. We had to rob the pot from the plant, you see.
Oh.
So the plant's currently... Yeah, he's a bit unhappy about the whole thing.
It doesn't look
He's
happy.
Sulking there because the tree took his pot, right? So we got it up, and then I put the butter.
I saw on your story.
But that's literally all that's on it. But the problem has been, don't even hear this, Portslade crew, the lights.
Yes, today's sharing our sofa is Sarah's festive
lights.
These
are my tree lights.
That have got slightly tangled.
This is it, and I was going to put them on last
night. Have you turned
night.
Them on to check that they work?
Yes, I have. I have checked them, even though I bought brand new ones. Honestly, it's bedlam in here. I went to storage last night alone, and I couldn't...
That's so scary.
Really scary. Luckily, Sarah Cox was blasting through on the radio.
Did you hear any, like...
No. But one of the doors further down was ajar. One of the doors on the storage unit. I was like, this. And there's always somebody drumming. Did I tell you that? Whenever we go to our storage.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, because people, because they can't drum at home because of noise and space. A lot of drummers hire storage units, keep the drums in, and then they go and play them in storage because no one's going to complain about the noise. There's always somebody drumming somewhere down the hall. Isn't that?
I'm just soaking that in.
I know.
I'm soaking that in.
That's yours. Take a moment with that. So anyway, I went in, couldn't find the Christmas stuff, and did a bit of a, come to me, come. come to me. And they appeared. The Christmas things, they almost rose to the top. I thought I was going to have to get the CDs out. No, no, no. CDs. They can stay. Oh, my God. We're paying so much money to store CDs.
That's another show.
I can't even tell you the crap in our storage. I really can't.
You need me.
Oh, my God.
I'll come
God.
In and vet it for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, well, it all chomps things. No, you don't need any of these.
What's this?
These priceless records. You don't need any of these. Nobody listens to these anymore. Leave it. But I did, and I repacked the whole thing on my own, and I was really celebrating that I found the Christmas things.
Good for you.
Yeah, thanks. And then when you went to the bathroom when you arrived, it reminded me, of course, because I've got loads of stuff behind the sofa, because I am my nan, I've got carrier bags full of stuff. I mean, she has bread rolls. At least I've got, you know, just actual household items.
Behind Sarah's sofa is like another room.
It is.
It's like another room of stuff.
Oh, it's so awful.
There's always stuff behind the sofa.
I know, there's always stuff shoved back
there. No, I love it because it's Sarah's Monica cupboard.
Oh, God, it's awful. But I almost forgotten, thank God you reminded me, about my very kitsch, very distasteful liquid soap dispenser in the shape of a Christmas tree. So, poor
God, it's
Sucre,
revolting,
thank
but
God.
Also amazing.
Yeah, and I must buy some soap to put in it.
Well, can't you just bob a bit of, like, you're washing up liquid in there for now?
Do you think? That's all right, isn't it? Would you?
How long is it going to last? Don't buy new soap for that.
No, that's true. No, I'd keep that going until it was gone. I mean, that could still be with us in March. I don't mind.
I think I speak for everyone involved. Don't fill it. You haven't got a family of
eight. No, you're right. You're right. You've really made me think about that. Yeah, good, good. It is quite big as well.
Babe, it's massive. It's industrial.
It's really big, isn't it?
It's huge.
And now then, our cup runneth over. Will we do a bit of correspondence?
Yeah, I mean,
can
what a
you
big
bear
fact.
It? Listen, honestly, just there is so much to be getting stuck into, Portslade crew.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Festive correspondence now. We've got two parcels, which is very exciting. This is quite, look, feel the weight of this box.
That wouldn't have been
true. And do you know, it really won't. And where has it come from? It is from the UK. Signed for, though. I was not here to sign for it. I had to go and get it. So we've got that. And then we've also got this, which is a nice blue foil. Right, so you've got the box.
Yes.
Here's the knife. Here it is. Right, yes, go on in.
Okay, right. Inside.
Ooh, it's packed full.
This says Sarah.
What? Oh my gosh.
This says Jules.
What's this? I don't understand. Okay, so these are two parcels.
Oh my God. No, okay, so there's a letter on the front.
Yeah, Sarah. This is, look, hang on. Can we just take a moment? So this has got little wheels of Portslade across the top of the bit. This has been designed. I've got a pink high
design
heel.
Design is a loose use of the word.
No,
this is
it
clip
has.
Art.
This, it's got a pink tie heel, faux fur, Marmite, and a you can do it. That is fun. What have you got?
I have got a glitter curtain, Isle of Paradise, Love Your Body, and then the Netherlands, and then the wheels of Portslieu on the bottom. Now, this looks like it's come from
Scarlett 100
and Nicole Amanda.
So it says, Sarah, we hope you like these socks to keep your tootsies warm. We absolutely love your podcast and we follow you on Insta. It's weird how we can feel like friends with a stranger. We are friends. We love you. Keep smiling. Lots of love, Scarlett and Nicole.
And this one says, Jules, we hope these socks are chic for you. We pop different ones in for you and Dutch. Keep being fabulous. We love everything you do. We feel like your pals through Insta. We love you and Sarah, babes, Scarlett and Nicole.
I mean, this is not just a couple of pairs of socks. This, mine are Jaeger. Oh my God, what's going on? This is amazing. I've got, I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh my God.
Do you work in
they
a
must.
Sock factory?
Oh my God, they must. 24. I've got 18 pairs of socks. I can't believe
Girls,
it.
Girls, I actually really need socks.
Do you know?
So I'm thrilled.
I really also need socks. I was thinking, I really, really...
Guys, thank you so much for this.
I'm really hoping that these have very much fallen off the back of a lorry.
Oh my God, I really hope they have. Girls, thank you, you so much. And actually,
your
really lovely, intricate clip art style at the front is so,
so
lovely.
Nice. Look, mine says Sarah in glitter.
And mine says Jules in C.
Yeah. That is, girls, that is heaven. Do you know who will appreciate these as well? And I am going to share them with her, June. June loves a good sock. These I will share with June as well. Just amazing. Ladies, thanks so much. Now, this little package, it's a little blue foil
Jiffy bag,
which I just love a bit of a foil one. Okay, so here's the card.
Oh, nice.
There it is. And there's some little gifts. Oh my gosh, there is little gifts. Within.
It says on the card, it says Jules and Sarah, and it says PS on the back before I've opened it. Looking forward to the note card and post and packaging review.
Well, I'm all 10
so
out
far,
of 10.
So good. Yeah. Heck, this is thick card. Ooh.
Good quality card. Is it a card each? Oh, that is chic.
So this is very thick note cards, and on the back there is an illustrated with lots of fade-outs, fade-ins, flamingo.
A flamingo. That is amazing. Look at the pink down the edge of the card.
Do let us know where you got this from.
Yeah, I'm very nice, interested. Actually. They are gorgeous.
Dear Jules and Sarah, I've really been procrastinating over writing this card as I came across and ordered these strange little cheesy Xmas decks. Your desperate plea for some P.O. Box action on this morning's pod worked and kicked me into action. I've been Portslieu crew for over a year or so and I just love every minute. Sarah, I can't look at those because Sarah's opened hers and she's like jaw on the floor.
Oh my God.
Following you both on the gram is a real treat for the senses too. Morning! I'm in a bit of a fog at the moment. No real rhyme or reason, but your weekly lols really do pick me up. So thank you both so much for that. I hope this makes the pod, even if I hear your take on a Southwest London via Buckinghamshire accent.
Southwest London via Buckinghamshire
accent. Much love, Hannah.
Hannah, look at these decorations.
Shut the front door.
Can you bear it? The weight of them. These aren't cheap decorations.
Oh my God, they're gorgeous.
It is. So it is a piece of Edam on top. I would say that was Swiss in the middle, would you? And then at the top, it's finished off with a brie. That is amazing.
Little cheese stack.
That is a little cheese stack. For a tree decoration. I'm going to put mine on immediately. Pop it on. Oh my gosh. Literally the only two decorations on the whole tree right now are cheese and butter. That's it.
I'm so used to Sheila having fake trees. I wanted to bend the branch up.
To keep it on. That is amazing.
That's so nice. Thank you so much.
Hannah, Hannah, oh my gosh, this is just glorious.
Now, we do have some other Christmas cards, but we'll be reading them out next week. So,
yes,
if you want to, you've still got time to send us a Christmas card.
Yep.
Get on with it.
Please, please send us a Christmas card.
Actually, we've got enough socks.
Do you know what? I think we're fine for socks for the rest of our lives.
Scarves I'm in the market for.
Jules needs a nice scarf. But if you do just want to send us a card, please do. We would love... Christmas cards are going to be happening next week on the podcast. Okay, so please do get them in the post. Cheers.
Cheers. This fizz is never ending.
I know, it's divine.
It's a magic bottle.
Now, I can only imagine how preparations are going for Sheila around this Yuletide.
So Ken is a Sagittarius. We've had Ken's birthday.
Right.
Phoned Sheila tonight. And I was like, hi, Mum, how are you? And she was like, well, you won't believe my current situation. And I was like, oh,
I bet I will.
And she was like, what? She was like, I'm currently sat in the George Hotel. Now, this is a very, very posh hotel. And she's meeting my brother halfway because he's on nights in his hospital. So they're meeting halfway. He's going to have dinner with Mum.
Yeah.
She's like, it's absolutely rammed. She says, I'm currently sat next to two prosthetic legs sticking out of a chimney. And she was like, I'm having to hold onto a chair so no one nicks it. I was like, oh,
there's
God.
Nothing worse. When you have to sit there and people can I have this chair? Is anyone sitting here?
No.
Yeah, they are. No, you can't have it. You can't have it. No, they're on their way. And they always look at you like you're lying. Do you know what I mean? Like you're being mean.
I'm not being mean. So Ken had a birthday.
Yes. Happy birthday, Ken.
They went to their favourite hotel. Yeah, he wishes. They went to their favourite hotel. And the hotel is very much near a big lake. So like, oh, just go for a little walk around. Have
I thought
a
you were going to say, go for a little dip.
No, they had a walk around.
Ken with his birthday dip.
And the heavens opened.
Oh, dear.
Sheila's only taken two pairs of trousers.
Sheila, you know better than that.
It was. And then they said they went for dinner that night. They dried off by the fire, went for dinner. Ken said they woke up horribly hungover.
Oh, horrible.
Ken was like, we've not had a hangover like that in years. I was like, oh, Dad.
Doesn't sound like the best trip, actually.
Sheila had caught wind of a local sample sale.
Right.
So she had woken up and she was like, I know what would be a nice idea for your birthday, Ken.
Yes.
Shopping.
Yes.
So they got themselves down to the sample sale. Sample sale queues round the block.
Sample sale for what?
Clothes.
Okay, just general.
Clothes.
Just general.
Yeah, end of season sale, sample sale, you know.
Okay,
kind of
yeah, fine. Yes.
Anyway, Sheila said they queued for half an hour.
Oh,
got
dear.
In. And Sheila was
happy
like,
birthday.
Sheila was like, it was military precision.
I thought you were going to say it was military clothing. No. How awful.
Nothing like a camo to see
you through. Oh, it's all khaki.
And she said there was lots and lots of women with pointy noses in tweed.
Sure.
And she was like, oh God, they're not Mum's favourite type.
No.
So anyway.
They're not each other's favourite. They're not their own
exactly.
favourite type.
So they find this lovely little jacket and Sheila's leant up against the mirror. And she's like, come on then, Ken, put it on. I'll buy you a jacket for your birthday. So Ken zips it up and he's like standing in front of a mirror giving it all of this. And this woman looks over and goes, I'm so sorry. How tall are you? And Dad was like, I'm 6 foot. Why? And the woman was like, well, that's actually the same size as my 25-year-old son. Would you mind trying on this jacket? And Mum said she just stood there holding Dad's anorak and was like, you are kidding
Ken
me.
Ken would have loved it.
Mum said he undressed like hot chocolate. Like he took the coat off. And he tried this and he kept being like, how old did you say your son was? 25, and I'm trying on his clothes. I'm 63. And Mum was like, oh my God. And remember, Mum said, she was like, let's remember the episode in the Highlands with Ken and the women.
Who could forget?
Another
do you want
woman
to finish my
up?
Pizza?
Another woman comes up. Oh, what size waist are you? Mum was like, the cheek of it. I would never ask anyone their waist size. Ken was like, I'm 32. Oh, my young lad's the 32 waist. Can you try on these jeans? Ken ended up becoming this mannequin for all these women. And Sheila was like drumming her nude nails on the arm, waiting.
That is amazing.
She was like, I can't believe the cheek of these
women. You
can women.
Imagine them
I was,
queuing out of the door.
I said, you shouldn't have held his anorak. They'll have thought you're shop staff.
Did you buy the jacket?
Sheila bought the jacket.
Oh, good.
And
well,
made
I
a
am
damn
pleased.
Well pointed. Yeah. I'll buy you your jacket for your birthday, darling.
Yes.
When she's paying at the till.
For my husband, this is. Oh, it's
Sheila
hilarious.
Was like, he's getting worse in his old age.
Oh,
Ken's
it's
flirting.
Glorious.
And we were having a chat the other day in the car. We were conference calling and she was dropping him off at the station. Dad was like, third Christmas lunch of the week. Sheila's now stopped taking him into town. She takes him to the train station.
Yeah, fair.
Drops him off. She's
oh
like, bye.
Fair enough, Ken. Find your own way.
June's Christmas card is gorgeous.
Well, I wouldn't know. Tell me all about June's Christmas
June's
card.
June's Christmas card is on... It's on paper that's not cheap.
Fine.
I can tell.
Yeah.
It's perfectly cut. There's a stencil of what I can only appear as a silhouette of Ruby on the front with a wreath. And then it's all in, like, beautifully calligraphied on the inside. And she writes personal messages in what appears to be a fountain pen.
June?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's from June?
Absolutely.
Well,
because she's not written her own name. That's printed.
June arrived here yesterday. Right?
She's been.
June, June arrived.
What did she say
here.
About
she came,
your tree?
She thought it was nice that I'd got a real tree. When was I thinking of decorating it? June came round and announced, bearing in mind, we're well into the second week of December now, that this year she wasn't going to bother sending us all cards, her four children, because she was just going to see us anyway for Christmas. So June is not
cards to write though,
sending
isn't it?
Her children cards this year. So enjoy. And perhaps when I'm next at your house, I can have the pleasure of the card from my mother.
And it's funny because I do always feel like an adopted Powell child.
You are,
I
darling.
Am, that's
oh,
what I mean.
You're in the
like,
fold, absolutely.
I'm so sorry to my other...
No, not at
my
all.
My other Powell
your,
siblings.
Yes, the favourite. Oh, gosh, June. So June came yesterday. It was very... So we went to go and see my sister, baby Felix. Lovely, lovely, lovely. June has had, as per always, very, 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 very mild flu. So she... So she tucked up on the sofa, but she also decided that Lorna's house was a bit cold, so she spent most of the time there with a scarf and gloves on indoors,
gloves.
Lying there
Lady's
saying,
gloves.
It's all a bit too much for Granny, like this, having a nap. Oh my gosh, so June.
Has she got a car back?
Now, she's got a new car. June, it's traded in, it's all change.
She's done
all
with it.
All change. In fact, it was very funny because she's got this gorgeous new car. Unfortunately, she took Dave. She took Dave the cat. She took him to the vet. Dave's not very well. I mean, Dave's like nearly 30 years old. We actually worked out in cat years.
Dave's older than me.
He's 154 in cat years. God.
Also, Dutch didn't have an allergic reaction to Dave.
Interesting.
So I'd be interested if June's in the market to clone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's always cloning. I was going to say Dave won't survive the journey down, no. If that's what you're thinking. But Dave's very, very old. And so she took him to the vet to get his clips. Did I tell you? You know his claws? You know his claws get really... Because he's not doing much now. This happens to old cats, apparently. They need their clips. They need their claws clipping quite a lot because they're not really doing... Not catching things.
No,
not out
scratching.
And about. They're not prowling around. So they're just... Because they're just sitting about. But she took him... I don't know if I told you this, but she took him at Christmas and it was £15, right? I know.
Steve.
God, I said I could have a full manicure for that. And then she took him back and they said, that'll be £20. And Mum said, well, it was £15 last time. And they said they had an offer on for Christmas. A Christmas offer of £15. Can you bear it? Can you bear it?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Hilarious.
Oh, that's funny.
Anyway, they got Dave and they were having a look at him because Dave's been very... Apparently, he's been drinking a lot of water, which is a sign that their kidneys aren't great, you know. Won't be long for our Dave. But she weighed him. She said, he is, you know, he's a bit light. You know, he's lost a bit of weight. Mum was like, yeah, okay, like this. Anyway, she said, the vet said, now we could do him a full top to toe, a full health scan. We can give him bloods. We can check his heart, his kidneys, the lot. What do you say? You can leave him with him this afternoon. And Mum looked at Dave and looked at her and just went, no, no, we'll leave it. We'll just take him home. Mum was like, I'm not paying £500 to be told that he's an old cat. I know. Like this. Anyway, the worst bit was she got home. She put Ruby in the back. This is the brand new car that's just arrived. Like, honestly, out of the box, fresh. It's gorgeous. And she put the cat in the back in his little... In his little cat, what do you call it?
Carrier,
which is too small for him, I think, but it's very chic because it's like a basket, right? He is. He's like, meh, meh. Anyway, Dave turned round and out, out of the door of his basket, completely spread urine all over Mum's brand new car. Mum had to get straight out there with the Dettol as soon as she'd brought him in. All over her brand new car. Can you bear it? Dave. He wasn't having a good day. Yes. And take that, June.
Oh, should have coughed up for that mammy. That'll teach you.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Will
Dave.
We do a bit of news from the north? God. Oh, my God.
This one comes from the cravenherald.co.uk.
Oh, a fine publication.
And the Craven Herald really is a fine publication because it's lots of farming news. So you're going through and there's lots of new sheep, lots of new cattle, lots of things being shown.
Gadgets.
Council says Skipton Christmas market on Sunday will be scaled down following forecast of strong winds.
Oh my God. Well, who's for the coal? That's what I want to know.
The last thing you want is a Stalin hitting you in the face. Or glorious patchwork quilt
Gosh,
taking off.
Heavens! Oh. Karen! How did you get the black eye? Oh my God.
Skipton's Christmas market on Sunday has been scaled down because of unsafe weather reasons.
Oh, it's a shame.
Forecasts of winds up to 45 miles per hour.
Good heavens!
Skipton Town Council has had to make a difficult decision and reducing the number of stall holders, although it says the planned entertainment will take place.
Oh, the da, show must da, go da, on! Da, 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 da. It's going to be very cold out there!
Stripping Santa. A council spokesman said, this Skipton Christmas market is still going ahead on Sunday. However, we have had to reduce the number of stalls we have at the event for health and safety reasons.
I love that Ken's in charge of the whole thing.
No, Ken's more nasal.
You're right.
This guy's more throaty. The Met Office have predicted gusts of wind up to 45 miles per hour, and unfortunately this poses health and safety hazard for some of the gazebos.
Oh, God.
Ultimately, the health and safety of attendees, stall holders and staff has to come first.
Absolutely.
This is not an easy decision and is not one that has been taken lightly. The spokesperson added, all the planned entertainment, food and drink stalls and the market stalls located on the set will still be going ahead as planned. God, watch out for the Stalin. The farmers and craft market at the Canal Basin is also going ahead. Plus, of course, all of our wonderful shops, cafes and restaurants will be open as normal. Sunday's market and the second of two festive markets will take place on the closed High Street.
Okay, good. The closed,
high street.
The safety of the closed High Street.
But it's like, what else could you be hit in the face with at a Christmas market? Wieners,
any manner of things, a jar of chutney. So my news from the north comes from the Oldham Times.
Ooh.
Chris Connor as Elvis is coming home to Oldham for Christmas.
Who is Chris Connor?
Elvis will most definitely be in the building at the Queen Elizabeth Hall in Oldham on Saturday night. Chris Connor, one of the world's leading Elvis Presley impersonators,
Ooh.
Will be rounding off a hugely successful year with a very special gig in his hometown.
And that's why he's doing it. He's claiming his flights, isn't he?
We always like to finish off the year with a show in Oldham, said Royton-born Chris. In the past, we went to Shaw Playhouse, but the band's got bigger over the years and the stage there isn't big enough. Plus, the show got so popular that in the end, we were playing six nights there. It just makes more sense to do the show in a much bigger venue. For his world-famous Elvis show, Chris will be performing with his 13-piece with backing vocals by the Sweet Harmonies. The first half of the show will recreate Elvis Presley's famous 68 comeback special, with the second concentrating on the King's Las Vegas years. There are a lot of tribute shows to Elvis, but Chris's amazing ability to recreate the power and emotion of Elvis's voice and the attention to detail within the show set it apart. Chris even gets all his rhinestone jumpsuits from the same company which made them for Elvis himself. And the live show is as close as you'll come to experiencing the real thing.
Wow.
Certainly Elvis fans around the world appreciate what he's doing, having voted for him Elvis Tribute of the Year in an international poll. Considering Elvis was one of the best singers in the world has ever seen, it's a pretty hard act to follow, says Chris. But when I first started out, I told myself, if you can't do a good job, then don't even try. I've always been a huge fan, and so has everyone in the band. We have to do it right. We owe that to the fans, and we owe it to Elvis himself. The Oldham show will be the last one of the year, which will allow Chris some quality time with his wife Lisa and his family. Lisa handles all the bookings and the touring arrangements, and we always try to keep it quiet on the work front over the Christmas period, he said. I'm not Elvis at home. It's a job I do and I love doing it, but I'm also a family man, and the Christmas break with the family is always something very, very special to me. Saturday night will be a real Elvis party, with Chris expecting many friends and family who can't get to see him when he plays at venues around the country and abroad, heading to the Queen Elizabeth Hall. It's always a special atmosphere when we play Oldham, he says, and that inspires us to put on an extra special show, he said. Absolutely. I quite want to go.
I'm tempted.
Yeah, Elvis in Oldham. That's happening on Saturday, December the 14th.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, quite. So, Jules, do you want to play the game?
Yes.
So, in a festive round of the game, Jules, in honour of the tree, you have 20 seconds to name as many Christmas decorations as you can. Go!
Nativity scene.
Yes.
Baubles. Mm. Tinsel.
Yes.
Lights. wreaths. Hanging Christmas puddings.
Yeah.
Sheila's favourite, branches with lights.
Yes, very good.
What do they call garlands that go round banisters?
Yeah, lovely.
Thanks
very, very
so
chic.
Much.
Very
angelic
chic.
Things.
Angelic
wings.
Things with wings. And also stockings.
Oh, yeah. And bags. The big bags.
The big bags. The sacks.
Cushions.
The Santa sacks. Cushions.
People have festive cushions,
they do,
don't they?
Actually. And God, that is, what, that is what, advanced.
What are those red plants called that people have?
Poinsettias.
Yes!
Yes, so festive. we adore you.
Adore listening. You.
We just absolutely...
And for sending us socks.
Honestly, yeah, for sending us socks and gorgeous things. You can write to us. Please send us Christmas cards and all the rest. The address is...
The Portslade Crew HQ.
P.O. Box.
6-7-4-7.
London.
N-W-5-9-G.
H. I've got a parcel that I've got to go and pick up. And the best thing is that they leave the little sorry we missed you card and they filled in the Portslade Crew. So the postman writing down the Portslade Crew on the card.
It is amazing.
Makes me so happy. We do always finish on Jules's word or affirmation of the week. What have you gone
now,
for?
Now, this is a quote that I've seen on Instagram.
Oh, yes.
But it comes with me getting into vocal practice.
Ooh.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. But if the white runs out, I'll drink rosé.
Poor Sue Crew, we adore you for listening and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.